This episode brought to you by Origins, origination technology for today's credit unions.
Studio Lounge interviews sponsored by CUNA Mutual Group, Pulsate, PSCU, Pure IT Credit Union Services, and Janusee.
Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our continued coverage of the CUNA Lending Council Conference here in lovely San Diego, where it looks like the sun is coming out over there, Erica.
Oh, finally.
Finally, San Diego is coming through.
Showing up a little bit.
Yeah.
The wind is wild, though.
The wind was wild.
It's not helpful for the hair.
Well, especially when you're right here on the bay. It's just, it constantly blows here. So anyway, but we digress. We'll leave that stuff to the Weather Channel. Let's talk a little lending stuff here, shall we?
Let's.
But first, where are my manners? We have to introduce you, Erica Cotterman from the fine folks at Carfax. How are you, Erica?
Doing very well. Thank you, Mike.
Good.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome.
Busy day here at CUNA Lending, so
yeah.
I'm excited.
Tell me about the conference. How is it going for you so far? I know we're just into the first day here, or this first day and a half, something like that.
I think so.
But
we're
you've had an exciting day, actually.
A jam-packed day so
yeah,
far.
Let's hear about
so
it.
We did a sprint session this morning, so I was able to be a part of a sprint session where four companies did a machine learning and kind of fraud indicator chat.
Mm-hmm.
So it was really nice to be able to connect with other members of the group
mm-hmm.
and kind of highlight some indicators of fraud in the market for lenders to look out for and really be able to protect their members. So we were able to share a clip from our PR department of all the news coverage that is covering flood vehicles from Hurricane Ian.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Yeah, so I know, tragic event, and we just need to make sure that you know, consumers as well as our lending partners are protected,
mm-hmm.
right? And just know the information.
So what's happening with these vehicles? I know that sometimes there's some nefarious activities going on with these vehicles that they won't say that they've been flooded, or what's the proper terminology, that obviously they've been, oh gosh, I can't
total
think.
Loss.
Total, yes.
Yep.
But they still sell them, and
correct.
But they mess with the title and things like that.
Branded title,
yeah.
Salvage title, right?
Yeah, salvage, that's what I'm thinking of.
And so because state DMVs all use different terminology, salvage, junk, branded, we have total loss information from our insurance partners and aggregators too.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So we're able to identify when a vehicle has been total lost by an insurance company
mm-hmm.
before the state actually updates the title.
Oh, okay.
So pretty interesting stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
So we just want to make sure that people have the information
mm-hmm.
and you know are prepared to be able to mitigate risk where needed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no doubt. Because Carfax, as we all know, I mean, you guys are a trusted resource. And when anybody's looking, for example, when you're looking for a used car, I'm going to the Carfax. I want to see all that stuff right there. So it's very trusted information. So
we love to hear
you
that.
Guys have to uphold that trust. And if there's anything goes awry there, then that's kind of a ding on your reputation. But you guys have been pretty darn good so far.
We like to think so. So thank you for the support.
You're
yes.
welcome.
The Carfax does a really good job on the commercials all the time, you know? So it's funny, everyone coming up to the booth, we have the little stuffed animal car
I saw
foxes.
The foxes. Yes,
yeah,
I did.
And they're a big hit because everyone wants to take them back to their children
mm-hmm,
or
mm-hmm.
they make good dog and cat toys
oh,
too,
I bet.
From
yes.
what we've heard. So yes, where we really are protective of our data and our brand
mm-hmm.
and you know we really want to make sure that we're the most comprehensive and trusted in the market.
Right.
And we feel that we are, so we're grateful for the support too.
So what brings you to CUNA Lending? Obviously, you're an integral part of the lending process. So what brings you to this conference?
So I think a lot of the time, so our dealer side is so robust and advanced, right? So I think sometimes people forget that we are a big player in the lending space. So we want to make sure that we're front and center with all our partners
mm-hmm.
currently.
Mm-hmm.
We have a lot of lending credit unions and banks that use our data.
Mm-hmm.
And we're looking to partner with even more credit unions and just making sure that they know that not only are we there to cover the dealer side,
right,
we
right.
are here to cover and help with the lending side as well as insurance. And other things. So
what does that look like when you partner with a credit union? What would that look like?
So we really focus on four key areas of where we can help. So the first would be underwriting,
mm-hmm.
titles,
mm-hmm.
remarketing, and collections.
Okay, gotcha.
So our data is used in all of those areas, and it's just a matter of which data points
mm-hmm.
are most important to
mm-hmm.
you. But I feel like, you know, I like to make sure that the clients tell us what is most important or what's concerning to them,
mm-hmm.
and then we can kind of fit a solution to
okay.
create, to
gotcha.
Custom their needs, right?
Okay, yeah, I was trying to connect the dots there.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, obviously you go onto the online car buying sites and things like that. We won't name names or anything like that, but you see that they're like, well, how would that connect to a credit union? So now you've just answered that question for me, and probably for a lot of other people out there as well, and even maybe a few credit unions as well.
I hope so.
Never saw the connection before. Now we do.
Yes.
It is loud and clear. So what other trends or issues or anything are you seeing out there in the auto buying or even the auto lending space that you guys are aware of that you would like to pass on?
So I think right now we're just really on high alert for fraud. So the flood damage and things from Hurricane Ian is one thing, but you know the fraud is on the rise.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just making sure that people are aware of some of the indicators that we notice on our history reports.
Mm-hmm.
So what we talked about this morning is there's four core areas that are indicators of fraud that we know on our history.
Okay.
So if we don't see a recent activity event in quite a while, mm-hmm. we might know that, hey, where's that car? Why are we not tracking anything?
Yeah, yeah.
So that's one. Second would be flood damage, like we talked about. The third would be estimated odometer and looking for rollback,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
We don't need that type of issue. Because
can they do that anymore? I mean, because everything's so digital now.
I
remember back in the day in the old cars where you had the little thing going round and round, people would mess with that all the time, but I can't imagine how that would, I'm sure it can be done. Anything can be done.
So, Anything's possible, Mike, unfortunately. But with Carfax, we can definitely catch that.
Good for you.
And alert the lenders as well as consumers that that might be happening. And the last, so flood, recent activity, odometer, and the last would be, short ownership length. So if we notice that there's a 2 or 3, 4 month window where it switched to new owners,
mm-hmm,
might be an indicator of fraud.
Oh, really? Because I've seen that as well. When I look around and I'm like, that car was only in that possession for like two or three months. I'm like, what's up with that?
What's that?
Yeah.
When owner one might have been 5 years.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So just looking out for those little data points.
Ah, interesting. Oh my gosh. I'm like, this is kind of like getting behind the scenes of Carfax. I love it.
Right?
I love it. Wow. All right. Well, anything else, Erica? I mean, this is fantastic. This is fantastic.
Been
like,
great.
There's like a dozen takeaways in 5 minutes here. So well done.
I love that.
Anything
Thank
else
you.
To add?
No, I think just, hey, if you guys have any questions, anything about Carfax, whether it's dealer side, lending side, insurance, we're here to help.
Okay.
You know, we just want to continue to be the most trusted advisor out there for, you know, vehicle history.
Yeah, indeed. Well, you guys do that very, very well. So congratulations on that. Thank you for being here. Appreciate your expertise and
thank you for having me.
Awesome, awesome. Well done.
Thank you.
Erica Cotterman, everybody, from Carfax. Go check them out.
Thank you.
Studio Lounge interviews sponsored by CUNY Mutual Group, Pulsate, PSCU, Pure IT Credit Union Services, and Janusy. This episode brought to you by Origins. Origination technology for today's credit unions.